Okay, that is Adi, aka Kaya. I switch between the two.
Hello, hello, hi. It's your girl, Mommy Dearest. And welcome to Thought Digest with Kaya and Umpo.
Where we amplify conversations one thought at a time. All right, let's get into it. I haven't seen you in so long.
It has been long. Like, literally, guys. She's always busy. She's a very busy person, but I don't want to take away.
You are also busy, yes. Actually.
Yeah, I'm also a very busy person. We haven't seen each other in a while. What?
In a couple of months.
I think 2 months, 3 months.
When was the last time I saw you?
When was? On set.
On set?
Omar set, what was it? It
with 20V1, Primo's with,
yes,
one.
Primo's 20V1.
That was so and long ago.
It was literally like last year, 2020.
Your exam season now.
Yes. Oh, one thing about me, hey, multitasking.
Yeah, you were vlogging.
I was vlogging, I was writing exams on the side and everything like that.
And where you at now?
I'm doing my honors right now.
You're graduating in April, yeah?
Yes, I'm graduating in April, guys.
Let's do it.
That thing is going to be so
fine. We're going to make
it a whole shebang. But it must be a whole shebang. Like, I want to throw something so big. But do I have the time to?
You're throwing a 40.
I don't know. Maybe I just want to get lit.
Heaven.
I want to get lit. This course is tiring. It's very tiring. So, I'm doing my honors. We started this podcast. I'm
excited.
So excited for it, guys. I hope you guys are as excited as we are because I feel like this is going to be so fun.
It's going to be so good.
It's going to be so amazing.
It's going to be so good.
Like, so yeah, that's what I'm doing. What are you doing?
What am I not doing? The question. So I quit my corporate job. I think I've been very loud about that. That I'm just a kid. I'm a girl. I'm 21. There's no way I'm working corporate.
Nah, that's real.
So I quit that and I decided to focus on content creation full time, which I'm glad God has blessed me with the grace to just carry that out. Because as soon as I decided to do content creation full time, all the resources were made available. Then and there, which is crazy because before I used to make excuses. I don't have a camera.
I don't have the inspiration, I don't have the passion.
And then immediately after I decided this is what I want to do, everything I needed came to me.
I think that's one thing about God that's amazing. Like, you know, like when you trust him with your life, he will show you like the reason why you should trust him with your life. And I feel like that's what I've also like been struggling with a bit.
Really?
It's a thing of like I want to make a big decision. I'm not going to say the decision as of yet, but I want to make a really big decision. And I feel like me not making that decision is me not trusting God with my life.
Right.
And it's so crazy. Right. It's so
deep. Your trust for God is evident in the decisions that you make or the decisions you don't make.
That's so true.
I'm at is content creation.
How's that going?
It's going really well. I've developed a passion. I'm not going to take it that far and say passion. But I've taken a liking to it.
So before you didn't like it?
No, bro. I always say I was here by coincidence.
That is so true. Yes. That is so true. We did get into this by coincidence.
Both of us.
Yeah, it was a thing of like, oops.
Ooh, we're here. What do we do now that we're here?
Like, we gotta do something.
Yeah.
We gotta do something.
But it's only recently that I was like intentional about it. Like, this is who I wanna be on social media, and so I'm gonna go for it in that direction. But enough about career, relationship wise, where we at?
Guys, my friend asked me this like 2 days back, and I said, men stress me. So relationship wise, I'm single, and that is purely because I've been single for long.
Girl, not
3 months. I got dumped in October.
Why are you saying it like that?
Because I was dumped.
I got dumped. That's so crazy.
Dumped, guys. They broke up with me in October. Why they broke up with me? We'll address that in one of like our later topics. Yeah. You know, like it's gonna be such a ass story time. I got dumped in October.
I'm not laughing at you.
And honestly, I deserved it.
What you did? You're a villain.
No, I'm not a villain.
My villain
decision was giving the guy a chance.
If you know who you are.
Jess.
Yes.
So I'm single. I've been single, and the reason why I'm single is because I have like a lot going on in my life right now.
Yeah.
There's so many things I want to accomplish this year, and I feel like it wouldn't be fair
for me to get into a relationship, because I don't think I would be able to dedicate my time into it. Okay. But if it comes, if God brings the men of my dreams, I'll let him in. What about you? What's going on with
every
you?
Every week is a different story.
What do you mean every week is a different story, girl?
Some weeks I'm single, some.
No, girl. No, is it like on and off with the same guy?
It's not even, here's the thing, right? It's not even on and off. It's just we are frenemies. I don't know what happens with me in this place. It's a love hate thing. Some days I'm single, some days I'm not.
But it's clearly a more love thing because
love is a strong word. I think it's a little bit of an obsession.
I don't.
If we're being honest, oof. I mean, this is a platform to be honest. The point here is to be transparent. But relationship status wise, complicated. I never thought I'd find myself in a position where I say relationship status is complicated, because I've never been an in between gray area person. But I think sometimes when you have major lifestyle differences that are hard to reconcile, but you care for each other deeply, it's hard to
manage,
drive a wedge between the two of you on purpose, even. So, yeah, my qualm with my situation is that lifestyles are different. That's all that it is. Gotta, Alexander, wanna pay me.
Hey man, they love you, but
sometimes it
clearly means he needs to put like more pressure.
Now the pressure's good.
Oh, he's putting.
Please, can you see I'm gaining weight? Excuse me, you can see I'm gaining weight.
And then what?
When are you? My hair and nails are always done. Please, the pressure's there. It's not about pressure,
girl. Then you are the problem.
God forbid, take it back. Right,
you are the problem. I feel like he's there clapping hands like. You have it. You have it. Umfo, she's the problem.
Who said you on?
I cannot take sides.
You clearly have. I'm not the problem. Today.
Clearly you are. But anyways.
Let's move into our first girl chat topic. Small topic.
Yeah. So guys, basically how the podcast is going to be going is that we catch up. Then we go into our next segment, which is girl talk. Yeah, so nice girl chat, this is for the girlies. This is for y'all. And this is where I think we also get a bit like, I think every part of this podcast, this entire very podcast, personal. We are very personal and stuff like that. Yeah. So the first girl talk topic this week is periods. I literally want them to like put it like up, like
with the sparkles. Editor, get it right.
Get it right.
Okay, what is a period? Well, I think we'll start there. Let's do it for in layman's terms.
Let's not make it scientific. I feel like I can't.
If only they went according to our feelings.
It's not a feel thing, but a period is it's a part of your menstrual cycle. So, like, you have, like, a menstrual cycle where you go through different stages, ovulation, and then there's the period and everything. Yeah. So, your period, I feel like it's a part of your menstrual cycle where you go through a bleeding. Mm. That's where you shed a layer of your, like, endometrium. Yeah, you shed off the layer. I did life science. I did life sciences.
Oh, you did?
Yeah. So I was quite good, actually, with it. Very good. Almost distinction in high school, actually, with life sciences.
Mm. Me too. I missed it by, like, 1%.
Same.
We're meant to be together.
So, like, yeah. So, it's, like, shedding off, like, the layer of, like, your endometrium and stuff. Yeah. So, yeah. So, that's what a period is in layman's terms, yeah. And it's something that women, biological women, go through, you know. Yeah. So, yeah.
Unpopular opinion, there's only a biological woman. But anyway, different topic for a different day.
For a different day. But, yeah.
Kind of party. Coupled with the uterine lining falling apart and expelling in the form of blood is
hormones.
Yes. A lot of hormones.
Yes.
But I think what we can tackle is let's start with what your period is like, and then I'll tell you what mine is like, and we'll go from there.
Okay, what my period is like is that I break out close to my period. I have breakouts. What else happens? I feel like I'm very moody. Like, not necessarily moody.
Is that a recent thing in your 20s, or has it always been like that?
I think it's very recent. Like, I'm very, okay, not like moody, but I'm easily irritated.
Right. And I'm very, my 20s, bro.
Like, I've never been like that. Like, for me, my period, it was just like, I never really experienced hormonal imbalances, like, or like how I act or anything. Yeah. It was just like a period. But like, now I noticed that I get very irritated, like the littlest things, like boom, like I literally explode. I literally
explode.
And you
don't understand yourself. It's like I know I'm overreacting, but I have to overreact.
Exactly, like literally, like in the moment you don't realize it. Then when you sit and think about it, like, did it really deserve that reaction? Really? Like, did I have to go there?
And it comes in your 20s. I think also. We can talk about what a normal period is at certain ages.
That's true, because it does, like, your length varies as well. Yeah. Like, the older you get.
Yeah.
The older you get, your length varies and stuff. Yeah. Mine lasts, like, 5 days.
Yeah.
I feel
like that's the normal time, no? 3 to 7?
Yeah, it's 2 to 7, 3 to 7.
I feel like it's 3 to 7. If your period is 2 days...
No, it could.
How blessed are you, actually?
That is a blessing. Yeah, but for me, it's like 5 days. But no, I'm lying. It's 4 days.
Okay.
The fourth day is basically like, I just literally like wear a pad on the fourth day just for safety, like just to stay safe.
Yeah.
And yours, like, shiny, how it doesn't go.
You're going to wonder how I'm even breathing when I tell you about my... when I tell you about my period. I bleed twice a month.
What?
Yep. 5 days each.
Twice a month?
Yep.
But then that doesn't that like depend? Because like a period is not like a month-to-month thing. It's like a day cycle thing.
My cycle recently, like since I turned 21, has been shorter. So your cycle is supposed to be between 26, 27 days.
Yeah.
Mine was cut down to like a young 17.
That's crazy. So
every 17 days, Jay.
It just comes in. Yeah. I use an app called Flow.
Yeah, name, same.
For my, and literally Flow told me recently that my cycle is irregular.
Yeah.
So I need to go and get that shit.
You should.
Because like I've never had an irregular cycle. Yeah. Like it's always been like I know this is the time and everything like that. But it like that's what Flow told me. So I feel like I need to go and get that.
I also need to get a check because my bad habit when it comes to just my overall health is thugging it out. I think I have the solution when I don't really have the solution. I always think I can find it at this camp. What am I doing?
That's
I can
so find true. It at
clicks with this camp.
That's so true.
So when my period changed and I got it twice a month, you're I like, thugged it out even till now.
You're still thugging it out.
I think
we need to book a day where we go to the doctor and come back and give them an update.
And give them an update. So the but what if he tells us?
I know, we rebuke in the name of Jesus.
Amen.
We rebuke in the name of Jesus.
Also, I used to get breakouts as well, but that also stopped. I would probably get like one pimple, two pimples, and they'll be big and painful, but they'll go away like in a few days. The moody thing.
It's a real thing.
Yarr.
It's a real thing.
Yeah. The other day I shouted at my dad. I've never shouted at my dad in my whole life. I raised my voice. And it was over what? A charger.
Yeah, no. I think that just comes with your personality. I'm just kidding.
No!
I'm just kidding.
I was looking for something to throw.
But then you just proved my point. You literally just proved. You just proved my point.
I'm on my feet. I'm not.
So you just proved my point. Okay, no, but I feel like also that plays a role into it a bit. But like, you are amplified. You have amplified reactions.
But I've never, listen, I don't shout at people. So I don't know how I had an outburst about a charger towards my dad. And if I'm not shouting, I'm crying.
That's crazy.
I'll cry because it's hot. I'll cry because my booty crack is sweating. I'll cry because my partner's not answering the phone. I'll cry because...
It's an irritation thing. Like, you're just irked. Everything just irks you. And, like, there's no other way to explain it. Yeah. So your natural reaction is just sort of like, fuck it. Yeah. You just cry. I want to ask you, how was it when you first got your period? Like, how was that day for you? Like, how did you react?
Relieved. Because in primary school, everybody bloomed before me, this, right? I'm going to put it like this because subjective. But puberty came faster for everybody else. Like, their breasts grew first.
Mm-hmm.
They got their periods first. Their hips came in first. And I felt like heaven.
When is mine?
What's happening? When is my own coming? So yeah. The day that it came, I was relieved. I wanted to announce it to the world.
You wanted to be like, I'm a normal girl.
I'm normal.
In societal status, I'm a normal girl.
Right? And come to find out that I wasn't late. You only late like when you move into your 20s and you haven't gotten your period.
That's so true.
So I was very concerned. Thank God for YouTube also. There were a lot of informative YouTube videos about what a normal period is, what is normal in puberty in general. So I knew that I had until at least 19 to get my period. Mm. But it was still frustrating. Like the reality of it was that I wanted it. I wanted boobs. I mean, God gave me a little bit.
But he,
but we can always buy more.
Yeah, we can always do more. We can do better. With the surgeon's help, yeah. He can do better. Yeah. For me, I think for me, it was a thing of, I was actually like not as excited.
Yeah.
I'm not gonna lie. I don't think I had it early. Mm-hmm. I don't think I had it late. Mm-hmm. I think I knew what it was, and
didn't
I knew
say
it was
the ages.
Oh,
how old are you?
I think for me, I was in grade 6 or 7.
Oh, okay.
So it's not early,
yeah.
And it's not late. Yeah. I think it's decent. Like, and it was literally like a few days after my birthday. So I think I turned
like 12.
Yeah, I turned 12. And then a few days after my 12th birthday, I got my period. Mm. So for me, it was a thing of like, I don't know. It was just a not normal thing for me, which is, it's bad because you're not used to anything happening. And then, so it was a not normal thing for me. And also it was a thing of no one speaks about it.
Yeah.
Like, yes, in class, you have life science. They tell you about it and everything like that. Yeah. But amongst each other, like,
so
as peers.
Friends,
yeah, friends that like I could talk to about it. Like, no one spoke about it. Like, I thought it was like a taboo thing.
Yeah.
You know, like, I knew it was normal, but I was not like, hippie. I was just like, damn.
Yeah.
And then I think once I got like, I think after like 2 years, 3 years into like every month getting my period, I got used. I think in high school, it was normalized.
Yeah.
In primary, it wasn't.
Oh,
in high school, it was normalized. Yeah. So in high school, it was like a thing of like, everybody gets it. It's normal. You can ask your friend for a pad.
Yeah.
You can think it. But in primary, I couldn't do that.
Yeah. That makes sense. So, it's different because my friend group in primary, that's all they spoke about, man. Yeah.
That's crazy.
That's why I felt like I was so behind, because every day we were talking about beds and tampons and bleeding and crying and pimples, and I did not understand the language. So perhaps that was your environment.
I guess that plays a role into it. So speaking about pads or tampons, what do you prefer to use? Like, what's your go-to?
It depends, actually. It depends on what I'm doing on the day.
Mm.
So if I'm up and about, it's definitely a tampon.
Because
I like to wear the long, thick pads, like the, yay, those napkin ones.
Yeah, the,
and you
the
can't really
always,
be mobile
the
in
always,
those, yeah.
Yeah, those ones,
you can't
yeah.
really be mobile in the certain clothes that you can't really wear. Like, tights, you ain't going to wear that long, always paired with tights. You
That's
know what I'm
true.
Saying? So it depends on what I'm doing on the day.
For me, I actually, like, throughout, like, my life, it was pads.
Yeah.
And then I got to varsity, and then my friend, like, uses tampons and stuff. And I was like, let me try out a tampon. I don't know.
In varsity, it was your first time?
Yes, it was my first time in varsity trying a tampon. And for me,
your teenage, it's over. Grow up and old.
But like, I was like, what is this thing? It's supposed to go up inside. Like, in varsity. And I was like, what's going on, guys? What is going on?
Yeah.
And I tried tampons, but I ended up going back
to pads
because that's what I know.
Yeah.
That's what I'm used to, you know? So, like, it's a thing of like, eish.
The tampon life isn't for everybody. I can't lie.
That's true. Yeah. And even like the pad life isn't like for everyone. You know, like you're talking about like wearing certain things and like you can like your leaks with pads are like, you never know, you know, type of thing. You know, so yeah, I do get it. I do get it.
All right. You guys let us know down below what you use. Do you use pads? Do you use tampons?
How was your first period like?
What are you like on your period?
Yes.
Are you a mental one? Are you crazy? Or
are you normal? Are you normal? Is your boyfriend the lucky ones? Or is he unlucky?
My partner's very unlucky. I don't want to. Every man actually is very unlucky during that time. Don't come anywhere near him.
Don't
unless you have your money.
Yeah,
money solves a lot of problems.
That is so true.
I'll smile for money. Anyway.
That is so true.
I'll let go of the moodiness for money anything.
That is bad.
Right.
So let's get into...
I've got some never, ever, ever questions.
So yeah, so now we're playing a game, guys. A nice light game after this light topic. Light? Is it light?
Is it supposed to be light?
No, okay. Okay, no, ask the questions. I
didn't get the memo.
I didn't see the questions. I don't know the questions. So now I'm concerned. Now, because I was like, is it lit? Okay.
Also, I want to give a disclaimer, guys, that if I answer something, most of these answers are me, BC. BC means before Christ. So don't
judge. Oh, damn.
Right.
No, same here. Same here. No, it's me before Christ. Mm. Yeah, and for me, Christ was like, yeah.
This is not the real ask, guys. Okay, never have I ever kissed more than one person in 24 hours.
I have.
Oh my god.
It was a game of spin the bottle.
Oh my god. At what age?
I think. Oh damn, mom.
I'm gonna judge you.
Mom,
the last
please.
Years.
Mom, please. She's like, I don't know. I think my mom shouldn't watch this. Like, mom, I'm sorry. I'm a different person now. I think it was like. No, I'm a different person now. It was like grade 11.
Oh, okay.
It was like around grade 11.
Nah.
Yeah.
I did too.
I think I had my first kiss.
Spin the bottle. Yes.
Was your first kiss. Yes. Hey. Yes, it was.
Again, I'm not laughing at you.
Yes, it was.
Laughing at the situation.
Yeah, both my mom and my dad shouldn't watch this episode. But yeah.
Your first kiss was at spin the bottle.
Yeah, I had a sad life. Guys, it was sad, man. I bloomed late, hey?
Clearly.
Yeah.
Grade 11.
Yeah.
Me, it was in first year, guys. Like, there was a time I had red dreadlocks. That wasn't the real.
Oh, that was an era. I remember you in that era. I remember you. The garden videos. You know, like when, like, Omar, like, short. I don't know what it was. Was it outside? Yes, I remember you in that era. Yeah. She was a savage
not
in that
cute,
era.
Not cute. It was my first year. And it was, like, at a party, and I went crazy.
That's crazy.
Mama.
That's crazy. Okay, next question.
Right, the next one. Never have I ever cursed in a place of worship.
Cursed in a place of worship?
I have.
I have as well. Many a times. Too often, actually.
What?
Like, because I grew up, like, in... Okay, not grew up in the church per se, but I went to youth a lot.
Yeah.
I grew up going to youth and everything like that.
Yeah.
So, before, I never really, like, took my relationship with God seriously. I knew God loved me. Mm. I knew I loved God. That's what I thought.
Yeah.
You know? And then, so I was like, there's no need to change because God loved me. Yeah. Things like that. So I used to swear a lot, you know, like a lot. Like I'd like in my speech, in my regular speech, I'd be like, shit. So it was normal. And I'm at youth, which is church.
Yeah.
So yeah, that's what I
was. Same. There was a time where I actually, and I think this is evidence of you can only live a double life for so long until it becomes very obvious.
Where you have to, yes.
I cursed on stage with the mic in my hand.
At church.
I was like emceeing a talk show type thing.
That's crazy.
And by mistake, I said the S-H-I-T word.
That's crazy.
And oh my, the crowd didn't react. Thank you. You were in the audience that day. Thank you for not. But it came, it just slipped.
That's crazy.
And I was embarrassed for the rest of the month. For the rest of the year. And it was because barely in my regular... You know,
speech.
Outside of church, my regular speech, everyone has curse words every sentence.
Yes.
So now when I have to be on stage in church, I struggle to filter.
Yes. That's what so literally, like,
hard way,
I literally had to, like, have the elastic band thing with my friends. Where, like, every time I would say a swear word... Yes, every time I'd swear while having a conversation with them. So we all had it.
Yeah.
Would literally pull someone's elastic back.
Until you
stopped. Until I stopped.
That's great.
So now I haven't stopped 100%, sadly. But, like, it's better. I don't think I've said anything sweary. Like, maybe, like, if I did, maybe twice in the episode. Before it would be, like, every sentence. Yeah.
There are certain words that I feel like aren't curse words. Like, bastard. I feel like bastard is not a swear word. You're just a fatherless. You know what I'm saying?
You're just a fatherless.
But still, a bastard is also crazy. But every time I've called somebody a bastard, it wasn't malicious. It's like,
you but that's the thing. Even with like, so it's, they're not necessarily malicious. It's a thing of how they are used.
Yeah, exactly.
You know, sometimes they're just used as exclamation marks. It's an exclamation mark word. You know, to show like expression, emotion.
It's still not an excuse to use them, to be honest.
That's true.
Never have I ever gotten into a physical altercation with the opposite sex.
Never. Oh no.
Really?
Never. Yeah, no. I don't know. I don't think I know.
So you never been like in a Krishan blue face type
thing? You won't try me. Really? Me, I tell you straight up, I will arrest you.
As you should.
I will arrest you. I used to be that child. My father is a police. I will arrest you.
Yeah.
So I never got into with the opposite sex.
Yeah. No. That must be such a great advantage. My father's a police. Please give me contact. Sometimes
you need you need them. My father is a police. Weekend.
I have.
Why?
I have your crazy. Countless times.
That's crazy.
I used to have anger issues in like primary school and high school.
I see.
So you try me. Anybody who, bro, we can squabble right now. If I die, I die. Like, if you're twice my size, let's go.
Let's go.
I'll die fighting.
Let's go. I think I got that in varsity. They're like, let's go. Let's go.
You became a fighter in varsity.
I swear.
You really are a late bloomer, dog.
Like, literally, it's because, like, I was bullied. You know, like, primary. I was bullied primary. Uh-huh. I was bullied high school. And then I literally learned that people treat you how you allow them to treat you.
That's true.
So, like, if because I was very, like, I was the turn the right cheek type of person. I was bullied.
Yeah.
And then when I got to varsity, I'm like, I'm not going to allow that. Actually. So, like, when somebody, like, starts me, I will start you. I will go. You know when you go down?
I will go
to hell. I'll go down.
I actually can't imagine you being like that.
Because I'm not like that as a person. But if you try me,
push comes to shove.
You tried me.
I think that also needs to be something we make clear. That even as we are children and women of God, we are still not the one.
I am not the one.
I'm still not the one.
I'm not the one, the two, or the three.
Try Jesus.
Like,
not me.
You see, the same God that created heaven and earth is the same God that flooded the earth in anger. I will flood. I will flood. I'll open the gates, the flood gates.
Let them know I'm still not the one, guys. And even after I, you know, admonish you and I rebuke you, I'll give you the word. We will continue in the word of God. But first, let me handle you. Right. I got into so many physical altercations with men. Even in toxic relationships, we'll get to that. Yeah.
That's going to be a nice
topic. It's going to be a good episode. Wow. Yeah, like, comment, share, subscribe. You know the deal. You know the deal very first, though. What's the last one? Let's see. This one is very obvious. Never have I ever gone viral online.
I have gone viral online. I fainted before online. I have cried online. I have done the most online. And you know, I blame myself for that.
You do?
I blame myself for that because let's be honest.
Okay.
I was like, let me be honest, because this is like an honest conversation podcast. I feel like in my beginning stages as a content creator, when I started out content creating, I don't think I was myself. I literally feel like I was not genuine.
Really?
I was trying to put on like this image because I didn't want to rub people the wrong way.
So
I was unable to say no to certain things, because I was like, no, but it'll help the other person and stuff like that. So I was really unable to say no. So I feel like when I finally grew, I was like, you know what? If people are not gonna like me, for me, then let them not like me. You know, like that even goes to like my audience. I don't think I was even honest with like my audience as well. Mm-hmm. You know, so like it was a thing of like I couldn't say, you know, like before, like for a long time, I couldn't like express my love for God on my platform because I didn't want to shy away and chase away people who don't believe in my God.
Yeah.
But I was like, you know, like, so it's a thing of like, I got to a point in my life and I was just like, no, man, if people don't like Mpo,
yeah,
then they don't like Mpo.
Right.
If they like Mpo, they will like Mpo.
That's actually very honest. I don't think you've ever said that before.
Yeah.
Crazy business. So you weren't always honest about who you were.
Nope. Crazy. I was not always honest about who I was. And I feel like when I finally became honest about who I was, I do not think I will trend for anything I don't want to train for.
Right.
Have you ever trended?
Once. I think the Smash and Pass era was the only time that I...
Oh, you trended?
Yeah, it was the only time. After that, and then if it was a trend, it was probably maybe a TikTok of mine that blew up, one.
Okay.
Or even the recent challenge where I was saying, I'm Christian, of course, blah, blah, blah.
That blew up?
Yeah.
Oh.
But it's been small things. So only like consecutive blow was Smash and Pass for a very long time.
For me, but yeah, but guys, I'm gonna trend a bit more. Yeah. It's inevitable. I'm a star.
Amen.
Yeah, like this podcast is gonna trend. So yeah, I can't say anything about trending
because you're going to continue.
I'm gonna continue to trend.
I hope I trend for the right things,
man. Same. That's what I'm saying. It's not gonna be negative.
Yeah.
Yeah, but we are going to continue to trend.
I mean, I do. Look, I think I also need to be honest about the fact that what I do for a living, like talking, content creation, doesn't always glorify God the way that I want it to.
Mm.
So recently I hosted the reunion of the Baddies House SA Season 1, which was explosive. Very explosive. Like at some point I was also telling somebody not to call me a liar, otherwise...
It's going down.
You know what I'm
it's
saying?
Going down.
So there are points in my career where you'll kind of notice that I'm not struggling, but I'm finding it difficult.
But that's to create. Normal.
It is normal. I just want to clarify that I'm not always
perfect.
Perfect.
And I feel like that's
I'm in the world after all. I'm not of the world, but I'm in the world.
That's so true. And that's like. Yeah. I feel like if God can accept that of you, I don't think anybody else needs to accept that about you.
He knows me that sometimes I can...
You know, like...
So, come on.
And I think it's like a part of growing. You know, one thing that's negative and positive about us, we literally grew on this platform. Because you cannot count, like, before high school, you don't really know who you are.
Right.
So I think... In like varsity, because for me, I started like content creation first year of varsity, which is like the discover yourself phase for everybody.
Right.
So I literally grew up on this platform. Right. So the decisions I made in my first year in terms of like the content I created, the second year, third year, even the decisions I make now in 30 years time, I'll probably won't agree with them. But that's a part of growing. And when I don't agree with them, I will address them with you guys, you know, so that you guys also see my growth.
I think. Extend, like, even as a viewer, I think afford the person you're watching grace.
Yes.
As well, because we're also growing, we're also learning, and we're growing in front of you on camera. And these are digital footprint is a real thing.
And
we will have to answer for a lot of the decisions that we
100%.
Make. And once you deliberately put yourself out there, you must answer for what you've done. You must answer for what you said. 100%. And I definitely will answer.
I will answer as well. Like, maybe not in your timing.
Yeah.
In my timing, but I will answer for the decisions I've made.
Absolutely.
And I do believe that you guys do have the right to correct us as well when we don't make the right decisions. You have the right to express that, you know what, this is not you. Like, my people have told me that this is not me.
Yeah.
In the moment, I'm angry and I'm like, but which child likes to be hit with a rod when they do the mistake?
Yeah.
You know, later on you realize that they were right, you know, type of thing. But it's like how you come about it as well.
Absolutely.
You know, like, don't come with in judgment, come in correctiveness, you know, type of thing. Yeah.
All right. I think that ends our game segment.
Oh, wow.
We move into our longer topic now. Our broader discussion, our more personal, more crazy, more serious conversation. And the headliner is...
Breadcrumbing.
Dun, dun, dun.
Literally, when Kaya mentioned this topic, I was like, what is it?
It sounds... What did you think it was?
I kind of had an idea of it, but I was not 100% sure. At first, when I heard it, I was like, what's going on?
What
when I digested it, mm-hmm. and like nothing came to mind because really? I was like, what is it?
Yeah.
But when I digested it, I was like, oh, it could mean like what you yeah. explain, like, you yeah. know, the thing of like somebody giving you little bits and pieces yeah. of themselves just to keep you coming, yeah. you know? Yeah. So, yeah.
Okay. That means if that's where you went with it, then hopefully we can also just be able to define it to the best of our ability. So, yes. bird coming is somebody giving you just enough for you to hang around. It's like, for instance, drawing an animal to you. You don't give them the full slice of bread then and there. No, you give them piece by piece so that you create a trail, right? And they never get satisfied because you continuously give them pieces. All to lead them to you, all to keep their attention, continuously keep the animal's attention. And that's what people do is... when they want to keep you around, they give you what they think would keep you around, right?
And I feel like, you know, honestly, I genuinely feel like sometimes we actually give them the blueprint. We tell right. them what we want to right. eat. That they exactly. should give us to like to keep right. us coming. You know, I feel like that thing of like when a guy asks you, like, what type of boyfriend do you want? What type of a man do you like? I genuinely right. feel like you are literally telling them what they must do. You're giving them the blueprint right. to literally breadcrumb you.
Okay, bride.com like clarifies it best. It says breadcrumbing is leading someone on romantically using online or electronic forums, sometimes it can mm-hmm. be social media or text, to keep someone's interest in you, even if you never intend to become romantically involved with them. Mm. So this can even be like in real life, not only over social media. It's essentially the act of sending out flirtatious but non-committal social signals in order to lure a romantic partner in without expending much effort. In other words, it's an emotionally manipulative tactic designed to make someone dependent on you or vice versa, depending on the relationship dynamic. I think I want to focus there on sending out flirtatious but non-committal social signal. Bro, let's be real. The example that I'm going to make here is with Jay Amora, right? Jay Amora always finds herself in a situation where she's posting people who are not committed to her, or people who are not committed to her are posting her, right? And that's a non-committal social signal to lure somebody in.
Damn.
That's basically it. Somebody posting you when they don't actually solidify the relationship is breadcrumbing. Because you get excited that, oh, they've posted me.
Oh, my God.
Wow, that means it's a fish out. They're proud of me.
I think YouTubers do it best.
Right.
I genuinely feel like they do it best. You know how they do it? They put you in a YouTube video. Or they do a TikTok with you.
Right.
You know, like where they're like, oh, we're dancing together and everything right. like that. Because what? It's giving social cues. You know, exactly. like people are like, oh my God, you guys looked cute together and stuff like right. that. But are they really in a relationship?
Exactly. They never take the initiative to be like, yo, can you be my partner?
Can you be my
No. Even if we're talking off social media, if you're walking with the person you're interested in the mall and they hold your hand, but they... Just to kind of make you feel happy that, oh, like, in public, we're holding hands. But in private, they never solidify the relationship.
Oh, damn.
It's breadcrumbing.
Because they're keeping you.
Exactly.
Because, like, when you're with them or when you're communicating with them, you right. they're doing things that are of a relationship.
Yes.
But then they make it clear. They're like, I'm not ready for it. I'm not ready for it. I'm in my healing era.
I'm too busy. Like, that I can't factor in a relationship right now. But I love your company. Shut up, man. Actually, if you really want me in your life, you make the effort to keep me there.
Make it solidify.
Propose. Give me a ring or something.
No, that is valid.
Right.
That is valid. And I feel like, I think there's breadcrumbing in relationships.
Right.
I feel like men keep you in a relationship without the intention of marrying you. But they do marriage things. Like, you know, like they do things that, like, you know, like make you think that, no, he's going to marry me.
Yeah.
We are going to get married. It's in the plans. But you are being breadcrumbed because ring has not arrived. Has he sent a letter to your uncles?
No. Has he even told you his mom about you?
True?
No.
Like, and it's a real thing. And I feel like that is, oh, damn.
Are you about to get personal?
No.
It's okay. We won't judge you.
No,
but we won't judge you.
No, but I think I've seen that a lot.
Yeah.
You know, like, I feel like for me, that's why, like, concepts such as fat and sit.
Yeah.
I don't think that sits well with me. But neither. Also, that depends on what you want for yourself.
Right.
If marriage is what you want in your relationship, do not fat and sit. And that's what I genuinely think.
Bold.
But if you want if you don't want marriage in your relationship,
yeah.
And you guys want to be life partners, okay. But we don't want to like make it a marriage, and that's something you personally want, right. Then you can go ahead and do that.
Okay, so why would you say that for marriage purposes, do not fat and sit?
Because I feel like you get complacent. You get very comfortable.
Yeah, you're getting like the there's milk from like, the cow.
Bruh, there's no called? Need.
Yeah, you're getting there's the milk from the no cow without having bought need. The cow. Is that the exactly. analogy that people use?
Like, there's no need. It's stealing.
Essentially.
It's stealing. Because literally, what are you doing? Because
she's already cooking for you. She's already cleaning for you. She's already catering to you sexually.
Besides,
yeah.
Even financially, you have made a commitment.
Yeah.
Because like now you're staying together. There's rent. There's expensive. Financially, you've made a commitment.
Yeah.
You even start taking debt in the name of each other.
But you know, actually, legally, that's considered marriage.
But like, but he can move on.
Then one thing about Indaida. One day he can wake up and decide.
He can go and marry the person he wants to marry.
He can wake up and decide. I don't know what I really want anymore.
And there's no legal binding. Like, there's nothing that says that. No, man, you can't do that.
I actually think you can go to court for that. It is a form of marriage, if I'm not mistaken.
Staying together and stuff like that.
Yeah. If you guys financially contribute to the rent or whatever. It is a form of marriage.
But for me...
Please comment down below if you know what I'm talking about.
I feel like for me, okay, fine. Let's say, okay, fine. It is a form of marriage. But yeah, I also but feel like you wasted like marriage, my life. Marriage, but you wasted yeah. my life. And I feel like for me, my biggest thing is wasting my time. My time is the most valuable thing to
right.
me. And I feel like wasting my youth is so wrong.
Let's actually
I don't think,
go there. I think for women, your youth also is at the crux of not romance, but relationships.
Yes.
Because if we're being very honest, socially, our commodities are different as men and women.
Yes.
A woman's commodity, most of the... Not 90% most. Of the time.
It is.
Is
her youth. Yes. Your most powerful weapon, literally, your number one tool, that winning card, is your youth. And that's why you need to take your youth seriously. You cannot allow someone to waste your youth.
Absolutely.
You cannot get that back. Biologically, time-wise, experience-wise.
If you look at the stats also, like, it's more difficult for women over the over 35, in their 40s, to get married than it is for us. Youth. That's what it
like,
is.
Like, it literally
other factors can also come into play, like career. So a lot of women in their youth focus on their career, become incredibly career driven, and then later on in life,
then that's when they want to take.
That's when they want to settle down. But and unfortunately, like, they've already become hyper independent, and then finding a partner is difficult. They are. That's why I was saying it's not all the time that youth is the problem, or youth is the most important thing. Sometimes women don't prioritize relationships until it's actually late.
That's true.
Never too late.
But in a relationship, like in terms of breadcrumbing, I feel like wasting someone's youth.
You got one and a half. Nah.
For me, I feel like in a relationship,
18
like
months is too long. You got a year.
To do what?
To make something shake.
I feel like for me, at my age, after 2 years, it's chai, guys. If after 2 years, you have not sent the letter home.
Donna, in 2 years, you can get a diploma, bro.
Like in 2 years, get something, man. Two years, you've grown, Kari.
You've got a year. You know who I'm talking to?
Hey, it's just signaling someone specific.
And now, I was about to start counting the months.
The months it's been, so how many months he has left? He has 3 months, 4 months left.
You don't have much time left if you count properly. But honestly, I think we, as women also, we need to be very clear about what we will and will not tolerate. Even as men, actually, let's advocate for the men here a little bit. Don't find yourself in a position where you settle because they're attractive or because they're good company or because you love them. Love is not, I always say this, it's not enough.
It's actually number one, two, in my list of importance, it's like number five on the list.
Yeah.
There's four other things that need to be established before love.
Those are?
comes into play. For me, it's it's religion.
Mm-hmm.
Like, do we have the same beliefs?
Mm-hmm.
Two is financial security.
Mm-hmm.
I genuinely believe in financial security. Three, it's knowing your roles. Mm-hmm. For me, what's important in marriage before love is like knowing what is your purpose as a husband. Mm-hmm. What is my purpose as a wife?
Yeah.
What's our purpose together in this relationship? Right. Because I feel like duty stays. If someone is an honest person, even when there's those seasons where we do not love each other, which they will come, because love is very conditional and it's contingent on something.
Yeah.
You know, it can be personalities, and personalities change as you grow. So if you love someone because of their person, you're going to fall out of love at some point. But when there's duty, when there's obligation, you will fulfill those. And I feel like that's what makes marriage last.
Okay.
I forgot the fourth thing. Then love. Then we can love each other.
You're making me rethink a lot about what I want in a relationship, actually. But I do agree with you that love is at the bottom of the list. At the bottom.
But
loving somebody is not enough.
My thing is, have you breadcrumbed someone?
Have I breadcrumbed somebody?
Oh, damn, she has.
I have.
I probably have too.
I think I have. I just need to remember a particular
situation. You just know that you have.
Yeah, I just know. I'm not going to sit here and lie. I've definitely breadcrumbed somebody I liked the attention. I'm being honest now. I liked the attention. I liked having somebody to talk to when I'm bored.
Yes.
I liked having somebody to go out with.
Yes.
I just liked the idea of having a partner.
Yes.
But when it came to me catering to them emotionally, I was absent. That's the truth. I was never there for them when they needed me. And that was deliberate, because I was deliberately not creating it, or not allowing myself to create a connection.
An emotional connection.
Because I knew, if I emotionally connect with you, I'm going to stay.
Yes.
So let me rather not do that. Let's do the surface level things. Let's go out.
Let's have fun.
Let's do what young families do. But the depth of a relationship, I'm not engaging.
Damn. I feel like I have to.
Yeah.
Multiple times.
And
even.
If we're being honest, it's incredibly immature and it's selfish.
It is very selfish. That's why I'm in my single era. Because I don't want to do that anymore. I've grown. I've matured. But it comes in loneliness. It comes in your seasons of loneliness.
Yeah.
And I feel like you should self-reflect. Because I feel like you shouldn't feel lonely with yourself.
Yeah.
It's natural, to want
a companion
and everything like that. But you should be comfortable enough with yourself to not waste your own time by breadcrumbing someone else.
Absolutely. I also think you're right. It's an effect of loneliness. When you'd rather be with somebody than be alone, then you have an issue there.
Yes.
Because you're not content.
Yes, you're not
who you are, what you are, what you have. And in your own company, I think you must first fall in love with yourself to even be able to fall in love with somebody fully. Because if you fall in love with yourself, then you understand what being human is.
Yes.
And so you can extend grace, you can be more forgiving. And those are things that are necessary in a relationship. If anything, you will have to forgive your partner.
100%.
On a weekly basis, even. For the worst of transgressions. If we're being honest. You know
That's
what I'm saying?
So
like,
true.
The relationships that succeed are the relationships where people forgive each other.
And to be able to forgive someone, you need to know what it is to forgive yourself. Amen.
You spin right now.
Hey, deep chats, guys. Please, I hope you guys are writing these quotes down. Give a Tlodi Bonako the Instagram post.
It can be like a legendary quote. You know what I'm saying?
Quote by Mommy Durst.
Yeah, a wise woman once said. I've been breadcrumbed as well, though. And that was recently. And I hated it. I was like, damn, I did this to somebody.
Is this why you chose the topic?
Yeah.
Because you can relate.
Yeah, I relate to it like on both sides. I've done it. I've experienced it. And it was a situation where he was busy. I'll give him that. He was an attorney, right? And he worked for a really good firm. And they had cases all the time. But with his words, it would be like, you're the love of my life.
Damn,
I'd do everything for you. You're the center of my universe. But I only saw him twice.
And it's those busy men.
In a space of a year.
That's crazy.
Kanjani, bitch.
No, but I get
you're my wife. And then when he sees me outside, who you with? Go home.
Hey. I get you. Like, literally, that happened to me, like, last month. Like, what you're describing, I experienced last month. And he was also a very busy person. Because, he was also a very busy person because he was, like, he's running his father's company and stuff like that. Yeah. So he's a very busy person. So his excuse is, I'm busy, you know. But he will call me and say that, no, yes, I love you. They kept me too. And when I was outside, go home.
Exactly.
When I was outside, go home. Why are you not with me? Why are you not outside
come and
with
get
me?
We're driving. Come
fetch me. Go home. Hey, where you at? Why are you there? Go home.
But you know I care for you. And then they throw in wifey. When they start calling you wifey, oh mama, please, you're evil.
Run.
Run. Even that word alone, as a woman, it gives you ideas.
Yo, bruh, it gives you security. Imagine finding security in a word. Yo, guys, I literally, like, I learned the consequences of that here. I found security in a word. I literally had a mental breakdown, guys. I had an entire, like, panic attack.
Because
I literally had so much security in the word of, like, wife. Like, you know, like, this person, like, promised me marriage.
Yeah.
Like, we were, like, even talking, like seriously, but jokingly seriously, like, let's just go to Home Affairs and sign the documents.
Yeah.
And literally, I started making life decisions. I started making decisions thinking of this person.
Yeah.
You know, thinking about, like, you know, like, when I factor in my life, when I'm making decisions about myself, I'm like, how is this person going to fall into these decisions, right? And then when the person come and said it's over, this person who dumped me came and said it's over, I literally lost my
imagine.
My mom had to leave work because I couldn't even breathe, because for me it felt like my entire life was crumbling down.
That's how you cry.
Literally. Literally. Because it was a thing of, like, damn. It wasn't even like I lost you. It felt like I lost my future. Because I was literally felt like I lost my entire future, guys.
You had made plans.
Like, my future was this person.
Right.
My future was with this person.
I think also, the way God.
Am I breadcrumbing? Yes.
If you're still breadcrumbing in 2024,
it's for real.
2024. It's taking a long time for 2024 to sink in. I can't lie. If you're still doing that this year, please, there's a VIP section for you. Where?
In hell. That's the only place you can go.
That's what you deserve. And the thing is, guys, I can't even, like, even when I was doing it, I'm going to call myself out. How old was I? I don't remember. Probably red hair era. Red hair, Kaya, I rebuke you. Never come back. It's genuine evil.
It is.
To make somebody high on a concept.
Oh, damn.
On an idea. Damn. On you. Making them think you're going to stay. It's genuine. It's malice.
It is.
You are
evil.
Evil.
Like, if you're watching this and you are currently breadcrumbing someone, stop it.
And you know you're breadcrumbing when
you don't even want to date them.
Right. And you're only there for the good.
Mm.
That's when you know you're breadcrumbing. When you can't take their emotional breakdowns, when you're deliberately absent for the times that they need you the most, that's when you know you also know you're breadcrumbing when they are vulnerable to you and you are non-reactive.
Mm.
Introspect. You're evil.
But you're not really encouraging change here.
Change. Don't be. Because how are you watching somebody cry and there isn't an ounce of remorse?
Damn.
Please.
Damn. But you're telling this person.
The devil on speed dial, frequently contacted. That's what it is. Because that's inhumane.
That's true.
To treat somebody like that. Bro.
Guys, we need to be better people.
We need to be
better people. Me
so what
included.
Habits are you incorporating into your intentional dating season
mm-hmm.
to steer you away from
that. I feel like if I know, like, you know, sometimes guys, not even sometimes, you know, guys,
yeah,
you know, when you meet a person, if yeah. you genuinely want to be in a relationship with this person, yeah. you know. Yeah. So, like, when I meet people, yes, they can come to me right. They can come to me correct. But if I have to, like, think about it and analyze and deep internal diving before, like, actually deciding if I even want to be in a relationship with you, then I won't get... Yeah, I'm not getting into yeah. a relationship with you.
Yeah.
But I'm also not trying to also, like, dive into situations where it's spark.
Yeah.
Oh, there's a spark. That's all there is.
Yeah. I've never felt a spark, actually.
Oh, shame. I have.
Somewhere well.
I have. Like, I even, like, had, like, Googled, like, the symptoms of the spark. And it literally, I had, like, a twin flame. I had an entire twin flame.
So you had a feeling and you went to Google. And yes. Like, Google helped me navigate my emotions.
And literally, Google was like, girl, that is a twin flame. Because it wasn't even a feeling. You know, like, goodness. I genuinely feel like there's, like, cosmic spiritual energies, guys, out there in this world.
Cosmic?
Well, spiritual
energies. But now we're diving into witchcraft.
No, it's the thing, I'm like, you know what I come into? I feel like what happens in the physical first manifests in the spiritual.
Right.
You know, like with everything, okay. you know? So I genuinely feel like there are certain relationships okay. that aren't healthy. And okay. it's not because of, like, what's happening here.
Yeah.
It's because of what's happening there.
Okay. There we can agree.
You see?
I thought you were saying the universe.
No, not the...
I was going to say, cut.
Hey, the universe did this.
They brought us together. The universe brought us together. Please shut it. Yeah, please.
I'll is get the devil thing.
Bring creation, like houseway, houseway, houseway. Anyway, different
conversation. Yeah. So
all right.
Yeah, guys. The spark.
So not thing. Going off of feelings is also where you're moving.
Like, yes, my yeah. feelings do matter. My right. feelings are valid.
Yeah.
You know, but they shouldn't be the only reason yeah. why I get into a relationship yeah. because if I'm moving with feelings, then I can be breadcrumbed.
That's true, and that's what we're trying to avoid.
Yeah,
for me in this season, man, clarity that's what I'm in for. Be clear. If you're here for a good time, not a long time, let me know. Right? So we move in that direction. Or but, not, if I decide not to.
But now that brings me to this question.
Yeah.
You said that you have, like, a complicated relationship.
Yeah.
So what does this conversation mean for that relationship?
Look, the relationship is only complicated because I'm allowing it to be.
Okay.
That's me being honest with myself. I'm in this situation because I'm allowing it. Tomorrow I can decide. It's like,
I don't want
anymore a complication. If you had a complication,
why are you allowing the complication?
Comfort.
Mm.
Gotta be honest.
So
comforting. To have somebody around and not necessarily deal with the reality of a partnership is comfortable. Real relationships are uncomfortable. You're getting to know a whole new human being. So having a surface level situation with somebody, easy. Easy peasy. And that's how, like, you'll find yourself in a situation like this for years. Because you're going back and forth with both of you guys don't make a real commitment to each other. Either out of fear or, you know what I'm saying, whatever personal issues you may have going on. So the situation is complicated. One, because I'm allowing it to. Two, because it's comfortable here.
Mm.
Do you know what I'm saying? Because if I were to deal with the reality of who he is, and if you were to deal with the reality of who I am, I don't know if I'll be able to handle it.
So I task you. This is my task to you. Is that meditate, pray on it.
You're right. I have prayed on it.
Well, take God's prayers answers seriously.
But that's the task. Let's take the answer seriously, because the answer is very loud and clear. I ain't gonna
like, take God's answer seriously.
Yeah, you're right.
Because we can't be talking about here and saying, telling people, hey, don't be breadcrumb, stop breadcrumbing, hey, yeah. No.
Is it a breadcrumb? Yeah, Reclaiming each other.
That's the thing. You guys are doing it. Like, that's from this discussion.
But also, in my defense, look, in my defense.
Child of God.
If I say I want a relationship, it's going to happen. I'm also part of the problem, I ain't gonna lie.
So stop being, you see, you are telling other kids to not be the problem.
I'm not the problem.
Girl, you just said you are the...
It's just, I'm prolonging being in a relationship because I'm waiting to feel...
Breadcrumbing.
Nah, it is breadcrumbing. But it's not like a situation where I watch you be emotional and I'm absent. Like, I'm there for the person. We are emotionally attached.
Hey,
we are very emotional. Hey. She said, we are very emotionally attached. It's a relationship, just not a relationship. Complicated. We'll dive into it in the next episode.
Okay, girl. Thank you guys for watching.
Sorry.
It's great coming. Thank you guys for watching episode 1 of Thought Digest. I hope you guys enjoyed this episode.
Yeah, we do. Hope you do.
Like, honestly, and if you got this far, man.
What do we do? Send a purple heart. Not a purple heart, a pink heart.
Oh, yes. Send a pink heart.
In the comments if you made it this far.
Yes.
Spam pink hearts.
Yeah. Yes. Oh, the person who will choose one of the pink hearts and shout you out in the next episode.
Oh, yes. We should actually do that.
Yeah. So, like, at the end of the episode, we're going to give cues.
Okay.
And then if you do the cue, it means you watch till the end and then we'll shout you out.
Right. Okay. Did you give the cues to like, comment, share, subscribe? Because you're the real YouTuber. Yeah, I ain't gonna lie.
Debatable. Like, comment, share, subscribe.
We'll see you guys.